Damn, when you little, man. You gotta compensate, bro. It's okay. We get it.
Wow. I take personal offense to that.
Do you need to compensate? Like, compensate for what?
I mean, you don't have to. I don't feel like you need to, but they do. At some point in their life, they were made to feel inadequate, and they have to prove to us that they are not. We all do it in some sense.
Yeah. Everybody has their own little extra traits that they do. Yeah, bro. I don't know how else to really call that.
What else would you call that? Like, extra traits.
Like weird quirks, bro.
Weird shit they do?
Yeah, bro.
Weird quirks?
Yeah.
Like black quip.
Everybody got weird quirks? Yeah. Come on, bro.
Like black quip.
Black whip.
Oh.
Like young Midoriya.
Yeah.
How, bro? How you still call me on Do Not Disturb?
How bro? You still ain't put that on Vibrate from earlier?
Bro, my apology, bro. I'm sorry.
Let's say everybody put these shits on Vibrate before we start this show.
All right.
Cool. I appreciate steps.
Bro.
I'm just going to mute it. I don't give a fuck who called it.
That's fine. Whatever you got to do, just as long as I don't hear it while we're recording.
Bro, can you smoke through that? Like,
yeah.
Bro,
it
was.
No,
like, that's
packing
it so tight,
bro. Trust
me,
bro.
Damn, he packing it so tight.
Are you trying? He's looking out for like air.
No air can get through it.
But that's how him and Gary like they blunts.
Do you get high,
bro?
They hit it so fucking hard, they be ready to pass out. They be hyperventilating and smoking the weed at the same time.
Gary don't hit the blunt.
Gary, that nigga, he holds it.
Yeah. That nigga hold it, bro.
He hold it.
Yeah,
he
bro.
Hold the whole blunt.
What?
He just let it burn, bro. That nigga an anarchist, bro. For real. He just like to see the blunt go, bro.
He'll hold it. Oh, damn. Now I gotta hit this nigga up and see what he's saying about this. I need him to defend himself on that one. You just letting it burn out?
Bro,
that man hit it a couple
times,
bro, and then hold it for an hour.
Yep.
And then, he'll be relighting it, the same blunt, for an hour, bro.
But he
smoking
won't,
that same blunt.
But he won't hit it more than 3 times, and it'll go out.
He's just wasting shit.
That's exactly what he's doing.
He just like to have something on fire close to him, bro.
Bro, I can't say nothing. That's exactly why I smoke. So, that's me too.
That's you too.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, hit that music for me real fast, please. Bro, welcome back to the Complete Shambles Show. I'm your host, Bryson Cole.
And I'm your co-host, Greg George.
It's Amari.
Who else we got with us? I got a new guest today. Well, he's not really a guest. He been with me since the beginning. Who are you?
Good, sir.
What's your name?
Who
you speaking? You're the only person who ain't introduced themselves.
My name is Charles.
And that's how he introduced
We got Charles in the building with us.
My name is Charles.
If y'all go back and watch some of those old YouTube videos where we play video games, he was in there with me.
Yeah, something that, you know, LASIK Visions was out of because...
Shut up. You can still be in it if you want to be. I still got the capture card.
We can definitely do that at some point, but I wasn't fucking with y'all game choices, bro. I
fuck with your
so
game choices, good sir.
I
feel offended and personally attacked.
Nah, bro. I understand, bro. But, like, some of these adventure games are just too fucking long for me, bro.
I feel you. We ain't even finished the one we was playing.
Exactly, bro. Like, who the fuck wants to play this?
What were y'all playing?
Bro, like, they were playing
Detroit Become Human is the one we didn't finish.
Y'all should have played Control.
I didn't play that either. I put it on the hardest setting and I couldn't get past the first one.
Well, y'all should play Control, record it, and, like, you know, fast forward through the content or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because that's a long game, too. But at least it'll be fun while you're playing it.
Yeah, that's really the only games that I really want to play are the games that I found fun or somewhat interesting. And I guess that's why I didn't last too long, because then I lost interest in games.
Bro, Control was lit, but, like, I got stuck in a couple of places.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you know, after you get stuck in a game like that,
you YouTube the answer.
You just get lost.
and then you beat the game.
You beat the whole game watching YouTube.
I do not that shit.
You YouTube when you need to.
I beat the whole game with YouTube. If I start cheating, bro, I go all the way. I do that shit with mobile games.
Stop.
I go too hard. Let me be on Word Scrabble and can't figure out some shit.
I'm gonna try.
By the time I'm getting done, I started on level 50, ended up on level 128.
Hell that's no. greedy. Hell that's no. fucking greedy.
What are you doing, bro? Going?
I'm cheating. I just told you.
You go into a motherfucking word maker. You just insert the letters.
You type in on Google what game you playing, what level you on. It's gonna tell you all the words and the bonus words, and then just plug them in.
What part of the game did you get?
You're not learning.
Damn, bro.
I'm not. I don't even know. But at that point, I've already given up.
So like, what was the last thing I did? I turned on all the pumps and shit. I'm looking for some doctor on some level.
Pumps. Nah. What you have to do is you gotta open up every floor, cause sometimes it's shit that you gotta do in other floors just to go back on another floor and finish the mission up there.
Oh no! So,
I couldn't do it.
You know what? I'm gonna give it a shot again.
So it's like a big circle. Like you think you're going in a straight line, but really you're going in a circle, bro.
Okay.
Cause you need to unlock. Like, say you're on one floor and you're doing the mission. You need to go to the other floor, unlock that floor, do stuff there, and then you'll be strong enough to go back and beat the missions on the other floor.
All right, that's kind of lit.
But it's crazy because every floor is harder than the other one. So,
how old is this game?
It's not old at all. It's really? Like, I think it might be
2019?
Yeah. Or 2020.
Okay.
But it was like game of the year in 2020 or some shit like that.
What game is that?
Control. It got a lot of great reviews and shit. It was free for the PlayStation. I can't remember what month it was. But, bro, it's great. It was great when I was playing it. But, like, once I got stuck, I just got stuck. And for me.
When you get stuck on a game, it's like for a year before you can't even.
But I'm saying, what part did you get stuck on?
Bro, like I said, I'm looking for a doctor, bro. I opened up this.
I didn't find any doctor.
Bro, it's after you talk to the old dude, after you, shit. After you talk to the old janitor dude, he tells you how to turn on the pumps and all of the shit that the people are requesting of you. I turned on all that shit. I kind of cleared that area out a little bit from the enemies and shit. I went back to the boss lady up at the top. And then she told me to go and find some doctor.
Yeah, if you get stuck, do some other shit. That's it. If you get stuck in any game, like just go do something else. Nah, but, like, what the fuck?
What the game is only a linear progression.
Then
like,
that's
you
all.
You can only do this if you beat this boss or you figure out this puzzle.
What game is like that?
A lot of RPGs.
A lot of old games.
Like the first God of War, like when you get stuck on that, when you're doing the.
Any puzzle game, you get stuck. Like any like Uncharted,
like
you get
I remember
stuck,
being
but that's
stuck
it.
With the horses.
It ain't other shit there. You can do.
I mean, I'm sure in Uncharted,
I'm talking
maybe,
about
but
open world games,
oh.
pretty much.
Well, then yeah, you can leave and come back.
Yeah,
like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah, yeah you get stuck on a mission. Go do some other shit. Level up. Come back.
Oh, you're talking about a perfectly linear game.
Yeah, those type games.
Halo, right? If you like. You get stuck on one part, you can't.
Continue. But you shouldn't be getting stuck on linear games like that, though.
No,
but
like, if it's that hard, yeah.
Like, yeah. Or if you like got it on the hardest difficulty, you're going to be there for a while.
That's true. But eventually,
sure
you're going to get past it.
Damn. Boy.
What's up?
I'm getting crushed right now.
Oh, that's right. You've been going the whole week without smoking, right?
Yeah.
It's a new cleanse you got going on. Tell me a little bit about that. I ain't seen you all week, really.
I know. Bro, but that's because I've been working downstairs on that house.
Yeah. But yeah, so this habit, right?
Oh.
So this habit, right? Or this cleanse.
Oh, yeah, this little habit. Cleanse that I'm going on. It's not even really a cleanse. And, bro, in all honesty, I fucked up twice this week. Because I came in and I hit some roaches one night. And one night I came out and hit the end of a blunt with them.
I mean, would you really call it fucking up?
Yeah, bro. It's
just like
up.
Just stumbling a little bit.
I mean.
You act like you sat there and smoked a whole blunt with them on a random Tuesday.
And I respect the progression and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm very happy with what I'm doing. And I understand that, you know, it may take some whatever, some willpower. But,
some dedication.
Yeah, I should have just left it. It was all good. I was just extra tired and wanted something to cheer myself because I have been doing double shifts.
And what's wrong with that?
Bruh.
So are you, doing a cleanse and like you're just trying to stop smoking, or are you trying to? Oh, I thought you were trying to change your diet too.
Oh, I have been changing my diet up a little bit as well. What I'm shooting for is, you know, the impossible. Only eat out on weekends. And try to limit it to $50.
Why is that impossible?
It's impossible, bro. It's not hard.
It's quite difficult. But, I have been doing extremely well with it during the week. Like, you know, I didn't really eat out much at all this week. I did get a couple of bags of chips, but that's not so bad.
Well, when you say eat out, I think, you know, fast food.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or you just mean like any kind of snacks or anything that you didn't cook
at home?
I was
saying, but like if you go to a fast food place and get something healthy, does that count?
I mean, yeah, that counts.
It's
still eating out, right? It's still eating out.
Because you're wasting the money.
It's not wasting money, but if it costs, let's say you went out and bought $100 worth of food for the week, right?
Yeah.
It costs $7 to make a meal that day for your dinner, but you go out and buy a $7 salad. It equates itself.
I agree to that. All right. So I'm not in disagreement with that. But what I'm saying is,
you know, if you go over, like, if you go to $15 to $20, now you're wasting money because you could have cooked less.
And that's what you're going to spend at Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A.
You're going to go hard at Chick-fil-A.
I mean, you're just going to, probably get like a middle-sized meal, bro. And that middle-sized meal is like $9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit, like, fast food ain't cheap. So instead, you know, I did do a little cleanse. I cut up some watermelon. And mixed it with blueberries and peaches and mandarin oranges and shit. And I kind of took that to work throughout the week.
Okay.
And so I ate that in the morning. During lunch, I ate, like, tuna and some chips, tuna fish sandwich and some chips and shit. You know, and just kept some more fruit at the end of the day.
Okay.
And then Amari was cooking and shit, so, you know, that shit was spectacular.
Yeah.
But it's been working out. Some weird shit, but from the beginning of the week, I lost 3 pounds.
Did you gain it back?
Did you gain it back?
Nah, I just lost it.
When'd you check?
Good job, bro. When'd you check? Keep going.
Sunday last week. And
after you just woke up?
I think it was on my way to sleep.
Okay. You gotta do it after you wake up after like your morning poop. I don't know if you take shits in the morning. I do.
Nah. I mean, yeah, but I take it at work.
Oh, because you gotta do it on work pooper. Yeah, you
exactly.
But it's still in the morning,
exactly.
Right?
Huh?
It's still during the morning.
It is during the morning.
Morning, yeah. You're a morning pooper. Like yes. Some people don't poop in the evening. Yeah.
No. I need to poop like twice a day.
Oh, I poop like. Maybe like once, but just in the morning. And then if it's an emergency.
You do it at work?
Huh?
You do it at work?
No, before I have to do it before I leave the house.
Right? Facts.
I'll do it at work. I don't care.
It happens at work.
That's what it is for me.
It happens at work, but I prefer it here. Like, if I can get it here.
Yeah, if I can get home.
If I'm going to rush out the door, and then but it's going to hit me when I get to work.
Like, I feel
if I got to handle business, I'm handling business wherever I'm at.
But
that's just how it's going down.
The thing is, you know, I mean, I'm fine because it's a company. It's a building.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the building is filled with a bunch of different businesses and shit. But since the COVID shit, like, people haven't flooded back into work. So these bathrooms have been getting cleaned every day, and no one's ass has been sitting on them.
So they really just pristine.
So, like bleach when you
so I have a down. Particular toilet.
That you like to go in there and just destroy. You are foul.
Those bathrooms are the best. They smell like bleach when you walk in. You know you can sit bare ass on these toilets.
Exactly, bro. Damn, it's clean in here.
Yeah.
What? There's no piss on the seat? Boy. Thank God
the
I'm
fact
not
that
on
you
the
walk
fourth
in
floor.
There and it don't smell like piss, period, is a blessing.
Bro,
a
blessing, what?
Yeah. Like
it, not like
where
piss,
I work,
like,
that's
bro,
not ever going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what the bathroom smells like. It smells like lavender.
That's
it's no piss on the walls. It's just a very it's
you
clean.
Work in an office building though, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Why are people pissing on the walls?
Bro, people are trifling.
So they walking around in whole
no,
suits
no, 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 no,
doing
no, no,
business.
No, I'm saying ain't nobody doing that in this building.
Yeah, right now because of COVID, but before COVID.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID, these niggas pissing on the walls.
No.
Is that what you're telling me? We had people walking around in full suits going to the bathroom and straight piss on
it
the wall.
Like a war zone in your bathroom.
Haymaker,
all,
nigga.
Bro. Not at all. There has to be order. Y'all know
that clearly there's none in the bathroom. Men are just walking in there pissing
get
on the wall.
Snitched on real quick.
Scott boo-booed out the window. It's just it's going down in there.
Nah.
Y'all got a whole y'all got the wild
if
west.
I'm the boss and I hear about that shit, you getting fired. I don't give a fuck who you are. You getting fired.
Yeah, because why are you doing that? Why are you defacing the wall? And now somebody else has to clean that. You making their day so much harder than what it has to be.
You're not wrong.
They don't get paid as much as you, Scott.
I just can't
calm
trust
down.
Someone who pisses on the wall. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, what is wrong with you? Savages.
Bruh. Thank God I haven't experienced that at this job then.
Yeah, I hope
no, I haven't experienced it at my job. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't work in
that would be crazy.
Fast food. that's exactly where you would see that.
Nah, at a gas station with the outdoor bathroom.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right.
People already rolls? Got their dick out peeing as they opening the door. They don't give a fuck in those bathrooms. Oh, or a park bathroom.
Yeah, porta potties. It's going everywhere.
Those don't get clean, bro. Certain trail park bathrooms, bro. Them
oh
shits don't
yeah,
get
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, they really just drain it. They really dig a hole up under that thing. It's like 10 feet deep. They just drain it.
Y'all are awful, bro.
They don't get clean for real.
That shit is gross. Now I'm just thinking about the park next door to you.
Yeah, how we get here? Yeah. Let's get off of this.
Yeah.
Let's get off this subject. All
right, bro.
One more. Your shoes gonna be slippery and shit.
And they non and they you got hard soles on too. Yeah. You got on a suit, bro. You gonna slip in the bathroom while somebody pee. Bro, I'm out. I'm suing the company. Let me slip in some piss inside of an expensive building.
Oh boy.
Y'all getting sued. I'm taking everything.
You don't even deserve
it. I don't deserve a goddamn dime because it's probably my pee anyway. Because I was having a goddamn emergency and I was nervous trying to get to the job.
How nervous are you?
That shit will be so trifling.
Bro, I really needed this job, bro. COVID hit hard.
That shit will be so trifling. Pissed on the floor and slipped in it.
Yeah,
so
and then
you
sued the company
check.
And got the check. I guess I ain't need that job after all. I just need an opportunity.
They're going to fight you in court.
Hey, they're going to fight hard. I'm going to fight harder.
Let's get a settlement big enough to go ahead and get your CDLs and
absolutely.
Get a truck. Yeah. Yeah. And you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. And I'll just drive across the states, do what I got to do with my CDLs, have my own trucking business, and I'm going to open up.
Yep. You don't even have to drive across the states, you know. You can
I'm
going to
do that for me, though.
I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. But you could actually just get a big truck and haul with your head ass.
Yeah, bro. I could do it all. And all because I won the court case.
That's right. That's right. Who would have known that you would put that $132,000 to real use? They said, I hope you get addicted to pills on their way out of the courtroom.
Can I sue for that too? That's got to be a charge in some way, shape, or form. Can he really say this to me? Because if so, we'll see you in court in the next few weeks, buddy.
I feel you. That's kind of like a defamation of character.
I guess if he was to spread that around as propaganda, then yeah, I guess that'd be defamation of character.
Yeah.
But saying that to me is more just an insult. I don't think that's illegal.
That you're addicted to Perkies?
No, that he would hope that I got addicted to pills or use the money on drugs.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that's
like not a crime to insult somebody.
It's like, that's
long story
that's
short.
A long stretch. But depending to try on it,
you know, that, that might be able to be pulled as an act of racism.
Damn, nah. Am I spinning that way?
I mean, maybe if you want to get paid
for money. Yeah,
you trying to get paid, bro? He just fucked up. Yeah,
you right. I don't even know why I tried to come out of that. You
exactly.
Right. He got to go. That's a hate crime.
It's a hate crime,
and it's racist.
Are you saying racist. My people are addicts?
He can't get in trouble for the racism, but he can definitely get in trouble for that hate crime. He can see time for that. Now, if that racism gets charged.
Oh, my God, bro. That would be real funny if you, like, crazy. Got him to get hit with 5 years or something. Yeah. And he was like, bro, all right, I'll pay my way out of this.
And I'm just seeing him next week walking out.
Bro, he's going to come pay you personally to get his way out of this.
That is glorious.
5 years. How about five?
5 mil?
Yeah. Yeah, we can get rid of this.
Oh, shucks, you got yourself a deal there, buddy. That's exactly how I'm going through that.
Thank God that was the dude who owned the farm. Because otherwise, I don't think they would have footed the bill for him. I think that lawyer would have been fired.
Not if he did his job well. Not if you did everything you could.
Yeah, but for that comment to cost my company $5 million, like, how much is my company worth? Or actually, it would have to be his law firm. But you know what? I can't even say that because not most law firms are, you know, part of big corporate law firms.
Yeah, I think if we were hitting something big like that. I don't know. We didn't describe all that stuff. You going really far.
Bro.
I didn't think that far through it, through the scenario.
No,
like,
bro, you're not wrong. I got extra descriptive.
You got super descriptive.
I lost the whole joke, bro.
He tried to turn that shit into a novel for real quick. He's like, all right, so what we really going to do? This is how the plot going to go.
I apologize, bro. I don't know
you
what
don't be
that
sorry.
Was about.
Shut up.
I should kick you in the fucking chair.
That's how we like it here.
Accept my apology.
Here at Complete Shambles, you know what we do, what we want? No.
Spew hate.
It feels good to be back after this. Well, I don't even know how long of a hiatus this is. I was looking on the computer last time we had posted a video or recorded a video, looked like either August or September. You hand him a lighter.
All right. That's not awful awful.
It's not, but it's long enough for me to realize that we should have been using all that downtime that we were having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not too late, so we're not going to be upset about it, but it does feel good to be back and to be doing this.
But at the same time, you were still doing a whole lot of shit. Well, nah.
Shit, we both are. Yeah. Still doing a lot of shit. Now we're going to incorporate this.
Factual.
And still make everything else work.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this thing's still going?
That's the same thing?
Bro, I don't know what this is.
No, we talking about...
talking about this paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same one?
Yeah. No, the fuck is not.
I promise.
I thought that was a different one.
No,
that's
bro.
A different one. Stop lying right now.
No, bro, that's the same
Swear
one.
On something you love.
That, burn, that thing burning for that long?
On me. I only packed one paper the entire time that we've been
And
here.
I still don't believe you, so.
That's amazing.
Show me the evidence.
It's why we need a camera.
What the fuck?
Bro, it's because it was out for a little bit while I was.
While we were talking?
Yeah, bro, okay. When I was going in depth with stupid shit.
Oh, it was out.
All right, because I'm like, I know that shit wasn't just gone in this whole damn time, and it's still that long.
No,
you just gonna let us
when
believe.
I ruined that joke, bro. It went out.
Ah, that was still a long time to be burning.
Yeah.
Aside still, from that, it's been burning and moving, bro.
We got much more.
Yeah.
Oops. It'd be like that.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. You right over there, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
Huh?
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at some watches. Like, I really want, like, that a wood watch. It's called, like, the Chicago. It is beautiful. I got to show you.
The Chicago. It's a watch made out of wood completely.
Yeah, is it, well, wood. It's like this one's a wood and stone, made out of wood and stone.
I don't understand. You have to show me
this.
Yeah,
you have to see it.
A watch made out of wood and stone. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I have.
And you fuck with it?
I showed it to him.
Well,
the wood watches. Some of them are like really, really lightweight.
Yeah.
But some of them can be kind of on the heavier side.
Like
the ones
that, are like
with.
In $100 range aren't worth buying. Is they feel too cheap.
What?
Yeah, because
they're made of wood, so they're super light. Feels like you're wearing a bracelet. Or probably not wearing anything at all. You don't get that weight of a watch.
This the watch.
Okay.
I want that one.
This is a watch made out of wood?
That one's wood and stone. It has to, like, in parentheses of what it's made of.
Oh. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless
you. Woo-wee.
Yeah, that thing look nice, though, right?
It does. It looks really nice.
Yeah, it makes a pretty nice one. I'm trying to get into watch collecting.
Bruh, I'm not collecting this watch, though. That'd be $500.
What does that mean?
Bro, it goes into collection. So far, I got two watches in my collection. I want to grow. I got like a $300 watch in that one.
So, all right.
I don't trust it. How do you trust it? How you know you can trust it?
What does that mean?
How do I know that after I purchase it, it won't come and be bullshit?
Nah, I feel like
I guess
that
you
watch
don't
can
return
legit.
It. The chances you take with anything you order offline, yeah.
Bro. For $500, it's gonna be legit.
That's
bro.
Not true. What the reviews say?
I watched the reviews.
It's legit.
That's what they're talking about. Don't buy. Get the ones in the $100 range. They don't feel like real quality because they're like 100% wood because they're just the light.
Gotcha.
And they look generic with the face.
Yeah, the one I wanted.
That should look spectacular.
Hopefully it ain't cheap. I'll send it back.
Because seeing it, bro.
I'll be quick to send some shit back.
So the one for Singapore is dope.
I never sent some shit back.
I send shit back all the time.
But the first watches that I'm going to wind up buying are going to be from this other little company.
I usually just try and get my money back for it.
How do you do that without shipping it back? They just give it back? Just a money back guarantee?
Yeah, they'll give you your money back if you return it.
Yeah. No, I mean like without returning it. This dude sent me some shit one time. It happened a few times. Like they send you shit and it like never comes, or it does come, but it takes like 6 months, and it's like that should never be.
Yeah.
So they refund you your money and send you another one in the mail.
That happened to me with a necklace.
Yeah. So now I got two. I could just give the other one away or something.
Yep, yep. I gave mine to Khalil, and then it got broke. He said some girl was grabbing at his neck or something. I forgot what the head of story went. We had to ask him when
snatched.
We see him. Yeah, she snatched at
she
him.
She was attacking him?
I don't know what happened. All I know is that necklace got broke.
All you know is your shit got broke.
This is all you remember from the story.
That was all that was important.
That was all the information that you wanted
in
to
this
process.
In this watch. With the green face.
Oh, hold on, green now. Oh my. Yeah, I'd have to get this.
Yeah, bro, it's just fire.
This shit is
I know
beautiful.
I said that earlier.
Damn, bro. Why is it so much to send this shit to myself?
I don't know. It makes you go through so much steps to send a fucking message.
What all you got to do?
You gotta click it, then you gotta type in someone's name, and then you gotta find them.
You gotta go all the way back to the screen. Yeah, like to share something, you have to copy the link, then go back to the screen, then go and find the messages.
Yeah,
bruh. Then go into the messages, type somebody's name in. It's crazy. It doesn't just like have little options.
I feel you.
Oh, now I got that fire.
Is this Jason? Watch. That sounded like Jason for a second.
I know. That shit was fire. Jason
or Michael Myers?
Maybe Michael Myers?
Yeah, I think on Halloween.
Yeah. They so interchangeable sometimes when you're not thinking about it.
It's the same concept.
Yeah.
Dude in a mask with a sharp thing.
That one of them was crazy. The other one got murdered, didn't he? Mm-hmm. As a child.
And then the love of his mother brought him back.
They're both crazy because they're both trying to kill me.
Greg wanted.
Yeah.
That's a lot of paper, bro.
Bruh. It's a 1/4.
That's more paper than a fax machine.
That's a long one. This should keep you going for a while. But it's been going out and shit, so.
I mean, but still, like. After you get it, you just put it down.
Yeah, bro, I feel you on that.
It sounds like the new Transformers music, bro. Like,
yeah, that techno. I was like, switch that techno music up for
that
me, real quick.
EDM.
Yeah, not a fan.
Neither.
Like, what is that? I feel like that's what shit you take some pills with and just like go crazy, bro.
Raven too.
It's different noise.
You just rewound it.
I know, like, damn.
No, I just sped it up. It's not, it's still.
Oh, it's like
it's
a.
It's like 55 minutes of.
Oh, it's a mix. It's,
yeah.
Damn. Oh.
Oh, my.
It's not like, like we're marching in the war.
Nah, it's the same.
It's the same song.
I thought he was like, oh, what you want that? Me to change it? Rewind. Bitch, nigga. Like, damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and this sounds like Fast 12 music.
It's going to be in the next Fast and Furious. You already know. I can see him racing now, busting through buildings while this song playing, beat hitting.
Oh, my God.
Cars now they're going to space with it, like you said.
Oh, shit.
Make the show going to space.
You're talking about Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After this next movie, they're going to have to go to space. That's
bro,
the
they going
next
to space this movie, bro.
Oh, no, nah, my bad. My fault, bro. They're going to cross over with the
when is their movie
Jurassic World universe.
When's their movie coming out?
It's going to be dinosaurs and shit and cars.
Dinosaurs and cars.
That shit would be so stupid, bro.
Dumb as hell, right?
Oh, bro, what if they Marty McFly that shit and travel through time? And then nigga Dom got to fight himself in the past.
Wow. And drop against himself.
Yeah, and it's got to be a race.
Are they driving
or
dinosaurs?
You know, he going since they in the past, you know, they got to race old dude since he gone. But somebody else going to be in the car, but it's going to be Tenet. And he going to do the same moves as him and everything. And Dom really going to be like, bro, I'm racing my homie.
That
bro,
movie hard, good. Bro.
They time traveling fast. They could time travel in Fast and Furious. They can get away with that. I firmly believe it.
With all of that being said,
but
I'm going to
still
go see
like
Fast 9.
Rewind in time a couple of minutes or something.
What's it? What was Paul Walker's name in that movie? Brian? What was Paul Walker's name in that movie?
Oh, Brian.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you for that.
You said what?
I'm going to still go see Fast 9, though. That should look awesome.
Of course.
I'll be seeing
I'm going to go see every Fast movie that come out in theater.
That shit looks great.
I've been going to the theater to see it since Fast 5. Honestly, Fast 5 is my favorite one. Fast 4 puts me to sleep every time.
Wait, I don't know if it's my favorite one because Tokyo Drift is.
Fast 5 is
my
absolute
favorite. Fast 5 was pretty cool.
When they first introduced The Rock, my favorite. He come through busting shit up.
I feel you. I fucked with that one as well. And yeah, I thought it was just going to be done.
The first three movies were cool, but I did not like the fourth one, bro. That shit was...
Yeah, number four was boring. Not that great. Bro, I know it was important. Up,
bro, wait, so are you talking about, like, Fast Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
In the order that they came out.
Because Tokyo Drift should happen later on.
In the order that they came out.
Oh, in the order. I like Tokyo Drift. Yeah. I thought it was fine.
It was pretty good, bro.
It was.
I should put me on Japanese bitches.
Okay. That's a cool way to get on. Yeah.
And that song, I don't know what that you can't get out of your head in the beginning of the movie. Tokyo.
When you see me. That shit was lit.
I don't know what put me on the Asian women.
Four wasn't that good. Five, I liked five.
I liked five a lot, bro. But six, I didn't like as much.
Six started getting crazier. And then seven was like, seven, whoa. Seven
was like, I hate this shit. Eight, I don't like this. But nine, let's go, bro. I'm in it. I'm here again. Y'all caught my attention.
Why didn't you like eight?
Because it's too wacky, but now I get it, bro. They don't give a fuck anymore.
No, they pretty much like their job is to destroy the world. Like they go destroy cities and like they cause so much destruction.
It wasn't even racing in those movies.
And then they get pardoned for all the destruction. It hasn't been
racing at all.
It was racing in Fast Five. Yeah.
Which is why I like it.
I guess five.
They had a legit street race for no reason. They had a whole scene where they cut to it. Yeah, it was like, damn, why'd we do this?
That was the last one that I fucked with, bro. When six came out, I was like, oh, I'm not watching that. And then
six
seven,
is good.
And then an eighth?
Yeah, eight.
Hold on, and six now is good, though. Seven.
No. But I'll be seeing that. I don't know if
I'm going to go see nine.
Yeah.
I'm going to see nine.
And then look, Hobbs and Shaw was great. That was hilarious.
It wasn't. That shit was trash.
It was hilarious, bro.
Straight trash.
That
bro.
Movie was funny like, as fuck.
It was not.
I didn't see it.
I was in tears the whole time.
It has moments for being funny, but as a plot, it was awful.
As a what?
Yeah. The whole plot of that was awful. Black Superman?
Did you think it was going to be good?
No, but I thought it was going to be better.
Idris Elba.
He's a black Superman?
Have you not seen the movie?
Black Superman in the movie.
No, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, well, he's basically a super soldier.
Yeah.
He is strong as shit. Yeah. And Hobbs and Shaw got to team up and beat him. So The Rock and Jason Statham have to come together.
And
they have to come
scene,
together and
bro,
fight him. Like, team up. Like, double team this nigga.
Jason Statham and The Rock.
And The Rock, yeah.
Spoilers, but it's this scene.
You know, there was enemies in the sixth movie.
Where The Rock and the Samoans, his Samoan brothers, just like wrecked these dudes, bruh.
That's the best part of the whole film.
Bro, yeah, when they go came back through to, and the, gave he them went the back work. Home to Samoa, and the dude chased him home to go beat his ass, but got his ass beaten.
Got
instead.
His ass.
By his entire
waxed.
Family.
Yeah. They went to his
why would you
home?
Go to
I don't
your
know why he decided
house.
To go to his house. He was like,
exactly,
I have nowhere else to go.
Exactly.
Like, let's go home
what?
To the small
where
island.
Everybody
where,
loves me?
Where, yeah, where I can get my loved ones
and
killed.
Everybody knows me?
Yeah, and they threw down their lives for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, they're just selfish.
I don't know if that's selfish. That's
no, he's selfish because he went there. He could have went anywhere else and got help. He's a government agent.
He said he had
he
nowhere else
to go.
To go
home.
He told us.
And then have a bunch of untrained Samoans.
They clearly weren't untrained. They clearly weren't untrained the way they
were
fighting.
Yeah, they were whooping ass.
They
looked pretty trained.
They had no experience for anything. They had
bullshit.
No backstory, but they just were automatically, all Samoans know how to use guns.
Hold on, they were using weapons like clubs. Yeah, they were knocking these dudes out. They were laying these
on
fools
that. They
down.
Should have been killed too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them died and shit. I mean, it was a war out there.
Yeah, it was pretty much a small war.
Sheesh.
I was definitely a battle.
I might have to watch this.
It's a pretty okay
I mean,
movie to just sit around and watch.
Uh-oh.
Bro, but you know what? I went back and was watching the last episode of our podcast. We need to watch Powder.
Yeah.
And you seen The Lion King already, right? The live action one?
Yeah,
we watched that one. Yeah. But we have to watch Powder too.
It was awful too.
All right.
What was?
The live action.
It was all right. We talked about
it
already.
It was not good.
It was cool.
It was not good.
It was just a shot for shot.
No, because it can't be good because it didn't really represent the original movie. So is trash. It's a remake that didn't do its job. It's a trash movie.
All
right. Anything that's like really a remake of something that doesn't do it right is fucking
garbage.
But for
the most part, it was shot for shot. The only shit that was trippy was
trippy
was I think we got some of whose story, Nyla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. And I don't remember that. But for the most part, I mean, you know. And if you get Beyonce, she's probably gonna want a bigger character because
I'm not with her. She's overrated. Like I'm gonna say it, she's overrated.
I don't know, bro. Beyonce got Beyonce's overrated, a lot of
bro.
Bangers.
I wouldn't say that, bro.
She got a lot of fans and they believe her, but she's overrated
as an actor.
As a everything.
Oh, but come on.
No, bro, because she's a great performer.
I don't doubt that. But she's a great performer, but she's not a great music artist.
Okay.
Her shit don't like hold up.
It sounds good, and she knows how to have a party.
She knows how to show off on stage, and that's what got her to where she is. But as an artist, if you compare her to like Mariah Carey.
She's better than Mariah Carey.
Bro, hell no.
Singing talent.
Hell no.
Singing
talent.
You talking about
singing
you're
talent.
You're probably talking
singing,
about
a key.
Bro,
but I'm talking about songs.
Not in performance.
I'm talking about bangers.
Songs, bro.
So
what? They go to the same writers. Bro, Mariah could have gotten them songs.
Bro,
she didn't get them songs because
why she didn't get them songs? Because she's not better.
To artists that don't write their own music.
I mean, I hear you, but she writes plenty of her own music.
But that's not true because don't nobody write their own shit. Don't nobody solely write their own shit. Everybody borrows from everybody.
Facts.
All of them.
There's a whole lot of sampling. Pretty much all hip hop is sampling now.
It ain't nothing but a big ass sample.
a big sample and drum kit.
It's rare that somebody's making their own music without using somebody else's.
Bro,
even with the big artists.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, bro, and it's so trippy because, like, you know, I went back and.
I mean, I like it though. Don't get me wrong. That shit is cool, but I'm just saying. There are a lot of artists who are making their own music and they're just not getting recognized.
I feel you, but it's just folks. Like when you go back and you, shit, what's that song by Kendrick? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't. You're going to have to give me a little bit more.
Damn.
It's called You.
Nah. It's not
it's called
You.
E.
You was the depressing
one. Stop.
You was the lit ass depression in the room one.
You said I.
Yeah, I is that song that he dropped where, you know, he is like, trial, tribulation, I don't know, God, all of that shit.
Am I tripping? Why do I not know what the fuck you talking about?
Everybody come around, man.
What album?
Do you remember? Shit.
Damn.
To Pimp a Butterfly?
Nah, it wasn't.
It was To Pimp a Butterfly.
No, it wasn't. There's no song called I on there.
There
the
is.
What the fuck
is
he talking about?
Is there,
no, there's
look
not.
Look at the track list.
Yes.
No, there's not.
This is the last song list. In his life.
Nah.
Hold up. If it's not that, then it's damn. No, bro. I'm pretty sure it's To Pimp a Butterfly.
Called I? I don't remember
that. Yes, bro. We're about to find out real quick.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
There is a song called You. And there is a song called I, number 15.
Let me see
that.
Yeah,
shit.
Bro.
Let me see this. Both of y'all are correct.
What
there was a song
this?
Called You and a song called I.
I agree.
There's also an O in there.
It is.
I definitely know this song.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, bro, this song was not popular, though. That's why.
But that
it had a whole music video to it,
song, bro.
It did.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Who cares?
That's all that I was going for.
This shit was
for,
dope,
bro.
Though.
That shit was a straight
Damn,
sample of that
bro,
song.
How can I forget about this song, bro?
Well, I don't know. Damn, you just make my job so hard.
Straight up.
I'll find this part.
You gotta turn it off for the
show. Nah, he can hear it. I can mute it.
All right, my bad.
Or just take this part and cut it.
Couldn't we just mute his mic and then it cut?
No, because these mics pick up everything that's around him as well.
Ah, gotcha.
They pick up a small frequency, but that's loud enough.
Yeah, I remember people was hating on that song when it came out.
It was pretty cool. Mine.
Bruh, I wasn't really fucking with
who made the song?
I like it. Kendrick.
I don't listen to Kendrick.
I love myself.
Yeah, I don't listen to Kendrick. Myself. Why not? I don't enjoy his music. You know, not that he's not a good artist. I just don't.
Enjoy no, it's his cool. Music. I mean, I'm just wondering, like, did you ever like him or else did you follow
no,
him?
No, I feel like he had, like, two good songs.
On his first shit or something?
No, just in general.
In general.
He just got, like, two good songs and I just don't enjoy his music.
All right. What about J. Cole?
I enjoy J. Cole's music.
All right. Everybody enjoys J. Cole music.
J. Cole makes some good
music. Everybody does not enjoy J. Cole.
Everybody does not enjoy J. Cole music.
Who does not?
Yeah, y'all are absolutely right. It's plenty.
It's a lot of people who don't like J. Cole,
yeah. Bruh, that nigga's music is spectacular.
Really?
There are plenty of people who do not fuck with J. Cole. It's shocking, bro. To me, it's shocking.
Yeah, because he's speaking about some relevant
shit. I met a few people who thought he was corny. And they didn't like him.
Yeah. But I don't understand why.
He can be corny sometimes.
I don't understand the corny part. How is he corny?
Yeah, to me, he talk about real shit. I feel y'all.
But it's
I'm not saying that's what I said. I'm saying that's what they said.
No.
I don't remember if I even asked them to explain why they felt that he was corny. I like him.
It's just the way you address things, bro. It's all about delivery and creativity, bro. That's what I feel like Kendrick Lamar gives. Like, he talks about a lot of the same things, but just in a way that's more relatable.
And I feel like J. Cole probably harp on it too much, like your father would. Like, yeah, trying to get on you. And I feel like that's why they feel like it's corny, because it feels like it's coming from a parent. And it's like...
Yeah. But a lot of the time, J. Cole shock you. It's just music changed, and he had to change too, which is sad because I like old Cole.
Same here. And I guess...
I like new Cole,
but
too.
At the same time, new Cole is great, bro.
He is.
I mean, shit, I can't really say that there's a piece of music that I don't fuck with, especially since, like, recently I had a full day where I was just working and listening to his shit. Like, I just listened to all his shit back to back.
It's like there's
that
like...
That shit was no like, slack.
Yeah, it's like no bad songs in there.
I mean, there's some songs that I'll skip because I heard them too much.
I really only don't like some of the shit from K.O.D.
Yeah.
And that's the only album I felt was lacking. But
that's the only
literally
one that I
every
felt was
other
lacking,
project but he's put out has been amazing.
At the same time, bro, I was listening to KOD yesterday, and that shit was rotten. Like, don't get me wrong, it still didn't hold up to all of his other shit to me, just because all of that other shit is so amazing. And even his new shit is better than what KOD was. But at the same time, KOD was, shit, it was energy. It was energy that people said that Cole didn't have. And that's why I kind of fuck with it on that level. But it's still going to be at the end of him. Because he just dropped so much better shit.
Is that how you want to end it right there? You
done, bro? I guess so, bro.
You look like you just didn't have any more in you.
No, bro. I didn't know where y'all wanted to go with it. So
how do you feel about drill rap?
Drill rap? Yeah. That's more your avenue?
I'm really fucking with it. I really drill rap, bro.
So I do fuck with some drill rap. Like, Thousand Bam Funny is drill.
That's not drill at all.
He a little drill?
That's not.
If you're not from Chicago, that shit ain't drill, right?
Oh, okay. No, they got to be talking
about
what
they live. He got like a SoundCloud sound to him. He got like trippy sounds, trippy trap.
Yeah. Trippy trap.
It's not drill. All right,
yeah, I'll give you that.
But
I should really just say his shit.
Nah,
is
but
different.
Like legit, like Chicago rappers and New York rappers, they have drill rappers.
It's drill.
Bruh, I used to fuck with a nigga named.
Like, they only rap about murdering ops.
Oh, nah.
That's drill rap. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, hold up, bro. Because
a drill is a
guy
gun.
Guy used to be like that, but then he transferred his name over to Just God, and now
who
he's.
A drill rapper?
Yeah, bro.
Slick. He a trap rapper.
Yeah, he a trap rapper.
He drill.
But he talk about
he also talk about serving drugs,
huh?
And hitting licks.
Serving drugs.
He also be talking about slaughtering. But, bro, I just thought that if at any point you're talking about slaughtering, then that's pretty much drill rap. Because ain't 21 Savage, didn't he start out drill rap?
Yeah.
But would you consider that drill rap? I wouldn't consider that drill rap at all. You consider that drill rap? They in the trap. That's why they killing people. Them other niggas, it just sounds like they're just killing shit.
So you say...
I don't know, bro.
All right.
Because if it's some Atlanta shit to me, then it's trap, bro.
So drill rap is pure violence.
It's coming from Chicago as well.
Yeah, like it's coming Chicago like from like they're from like hoods like in Chicago, Memphis, Detroit.
Okay, New York, so it's like, music that's just particular to beef, pretty much.
Yeah, like
yeah, slick. Yeah,
different yeah. They talk about how they gonna gonna kill.
Trap rap is just my life.
So yeah, I be listening to some of that shit sometimes. My regular day. I do listen to that shit sometimes, but I never really look for it. But it's still lit when I hear it, just because, bruh, the amount of words that they're shooting off so quickly.
Bro, some of the shit, it's
unbelievable.
Like, but if you like, with the catch lines, like Pooh Shiesty was like, hey, he was like, something similar, but he's like, I got my own fire. I don't need security at the club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I get that. Bro, that's cool. But now he in trouble. Because he stay letting that fire off at the club.
You're right. You do stupid shit, bro.
He ain't flexing, bro. He shot two people at the club. And, bro, like...
I thought he only shot one person.
Bro, he
shot
one person at one club, and he shot... Another person at another club.
Where did the second Florida, club come from?
Both of them were in Florida, bro.
I only read about the one person.
He went bar hopping and shooting. No. Bar popping.
No, bro. So
what did you read?
He went bar popping.
I read like earlier he had a charge where he got caught up in Florida at one point.
That's what he's in jail for right now.
No.
From what I saw in Florida.
He's in a recent one.
Another recent one?
Yes, bro. Yeah, like, they revoked his bond on this one because of that one.
Because in one of them, he shot somebody in the ankle. And that's the one.
Yeah, and this one, he shot a security guard in the ass.
You know a lot of shit happened in Florida?
You shot a security guard.
Bro, I get alerts you're going to Orlando, bro.
Yeah, I get alerts from Tampa, bro.
Everything below Orlando? It's gonna fuck you up. Except for I do want to go to the Venus Project, bro, and that's right.
Have you ever watched the clips of the sheriff from Polk County? Bro, he is truly disappointed in humanity. He'd be on there. He's like, I have no words for this. It's like two 16-year-olds murdered a 17-year-old over something stupid. I have nothing to say.
Oh, yes. I have, bro. So I got into the music that was going on down there. Is that pretty much drill, too? I mean, that ain't drill because they're doing it over ridiculous
music.
Florida's
fucking weird. So, yeah. like Kodak,
that shit
Melly,
we don't
know exactly what they're rapping about.
If they weren't killing each other, bro, look. Keeping it real, if they weren't killing each other and it was just purely like, you know, maybe they in boxing groups or something and like every now and then they drop diss songs like this and shit, bro, I would love that shit because now they're getting money for boxing, they're getting money from their music, nobody's dying, you know, but bro, I don't want nobody, it's just if people weren't dying, bro. And at the same time, they were doing this shit.
No, they got something to prove, so that's why they gonna. That's why they guys try to kill him. I don't know why. It's like it seems like a.
To me, bro,
like a game to me.
To me, bro, a whole lot of that shit. A whole lot of that shit that they talk about. It don't even sound fair, bro, because it kind of sounds like they be talking about shooters that they get that are hella young and shit, and bro, just thinking about it, so. Think about a young person who has no money, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, bruh, you sit them up in the car. You tell them, bruh, I'll give you $500 for everybody that you hit when we ride around over here. And I'll give you $100 for every bullet that you shoot. Bruh.
I mean, you think he's not going? Yeah, he's going to do it. But
some kid with no influence in his life, bruh, he just in this shit suffering.
He's definitely gonna do it.
Exactly.
But also, these dudes have no aim. So, And when they start, but when bro, they, this is when what they happens. Literally say they come in and spray up the club. They spray because they can't aim.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I watched a clip of a dude who had a gun. He was right here trying to rob the dude. The dude said no, shot the gun, missed him. Point blank, just missed. The dude takes off, shoots again. He's standing right here, coming straight. He misses again. Guy gets away. Even like King Von's video with and Crazy Story when he walked into that little side corner of the house.
Yeah,
and he shot down there. He missed, and it was like it was straight. It was a straight target.
He's probably not holding, you know?
Because they don't... They're not...
They're not using the weapons when they initially get them, bro.
They're irresponsible.
But he's saying his songs that he don't
They're not learning them, and then they're just
time King Von. Learn to shoot it properly, they would actually be effective.
Yeah.
Think about how if actual criminals actually learned how to shoot.
I mean, you're not wrong, but what you're talking about is some awful shit, bro.
I'm just saying, but I'm glad they're not willing to go out and get the experience, bro.
And you just giving them ideas to make Atlanta Gotham City. We just get Batman,
bro. They already do gun practice, bro. We popping that shit in the backyard, bro. Hitting cans.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Or you go to the gun range. A lot of people do that. I mean, you don't necessarily got to be a criminal to learn how to shoot.
Nah, he's talking about people that can't shoot.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to
just using guns when they're in criminality.
I'm a criminal and I can't shoot. What am I doing?
Cannot shoot. I can't. I've seen so many videos where just criminals get destroyed because they can't shoot or they don't commit. Like, if someone were to break in your house, if you were to even show the slightest resistance, they're more likely to run away than to actually stay there and fight. Right. If you just fire a gun off of your house, they're more likely to leave than fight. They're cowards by nature. But if they get in and see you're defenseless, then they're going to fuck you over.
Yeah. Bro, but at the same time.
I'm just saying I sleep with an AR right next to my bed. I sleep but, bro, in my bed it's different with a
when
a
you in the shits. And I feel you, you know. But at the same time, even with people who went to war in World War II, bro, like half of them niggas shot over people's heads, bro.
I agree because they didn't give over them people's enough training. Heads.
No, bro, not because they didn't give them enough training because, nigga, it's human to try not to actually kill people.
I mean, I'm just going to say, like, when you are in that situation and someone's coming for you, you're gonna defend yourself.
Oh, no, absolutely.
But, like, the dudes who are aiming, they weren't about it. You were there. I don't know. The ones who probably weren't there for the reason of protecting the United States, the ones who got drafted.
Yeah.
The ones who came in, they're all about the killing because they have that innate belief that they're doing something right and that what they're doing is righteous, so they won't feel any guilt about it. So that's the mentality of warriors. They don't feel sympathy for killing enemies because of that mentality. Well, the ones who are entirely loyal.
I
like,
feel you.
Like the jarheads for the Marines, fucking loyal as shit. They wouldn't feel any sympathy for killing someone who's in Al-Qaeda. Well, Al-Qaeda wouldn't feel any sympathy for killing us because... So, I mean, it's really on whichever side you're the bad guy on, which on one side. So, I mean, like, I don't really know if the U.S. is correct or if Al-Qaeda is correct. It's just...
Nah, bro. First off, anybody at war, period, in my opinion.
Any bad guy is incorrect, bro. I agree. War is unnecessary.
War is a very unnecessary concept when you have all these governments that are supposed to have diplomacy.
But really, but all wars are really just caused by women.
No, all wars are just caused by corporations trying to keep their money as strong as they can. Yes,
World War One.
a woman caused it.
World War really?
II. Yeah, World War II, a woman caused it.
No.
Started both world wars.
You're talking
Germany
about,
just went crazy with it.
That's
they
not
just
what
stepped
happened.
Out of line, bro.
That's not at all what happened. That is not at lost, all bro. What happened.
Yes.
Germany you're talking went. About when Germany went with the Ottoman Empire and
yeah.
Stop pushing that.
Germany just went super hard.
Bruh.
They went harder than they needed to, and just bad things happened.
Fuck no. I see, this shit sucks because I do not remember what was actually the cause of World War
One. I think it was like.
No, bruh. I'm not about to look that up. That's too much. But I can tell you for sure that World War II was not necessary.